My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Gee, you know, it might be winding down here on the Monster Fest at J360 Productions, but let me just tell you this. I haven't stopped experimenting at all. And you know, this is the perfect time to go ahead and bring about the closing ceremonies for everything, because we got to get into some newer things. But this would be the perfect time to say, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio.
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 353, Monster Fest 2024 closing ceremony. Monster Fest indeed. Let me just say this, y'all. It's just been one hell of a ride this year, and I gotta admit that we have done an awesome job putting this event on. It's so hard to say goodbye to it, you know, because I had a lot of things planned for it, and then I had a lot of things that I had to hold back, and then I had a lot of things that I had to go ahead and run with. It was a kind of a three-way split doing the Monster Fest this year, but let me just tell you this, though. I enjoyed every bit of it, you know what I mean? And not to mention, like, I didn't just stick with a format such as, like, you know, watch newer things. I combined a lot of the older things that I love. This was, like, more or less a free-for-all for, like, every single Monster Fest movie this year. In addition to, you know, Monster Fest Theater actually going into action this year. For those of you that signed up for the Discord and everything, you actually got to join me on a few of those. Special shout-out and thank you to all of you, because that was experimental as I don't know what. And the fact that we all got to see the movie at the same pace, same time, did our little Mystery Science Theater riffs to it, that was just fucking epic. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of that. I am so proud of what we have done, in addition to, like, you know, making ways for newer things. Because, like I said, I'm a little late tonight because I was experimenting working on something new for one of my workstations. You know, whenever I go on the road and everything. And I would like to say that, you know, maybe I could do the Monster Fest on the road next year. Or, you know, maybe for like 2025, J360 TV can be the center point for the Monster Fest. You never really know. But I do know this. I'm always going to be hosting this event. I'm always going to be running things with this event. And you best believe we got plenty of monster movies, lots of talks that needed to take place. And who knows, maybe instead of the J-Man Show being the center point of that, a certain other show I've been working on to bring back behind the scenes could be the center point. Oh my god, I really did want this certain series to come back. And I can't tell you about it right now, but I am getting your interest piqued, I know. But yeah, it is a very important special that needs to come back next year. In addition to the Power Play. Oh my god, I managed to get so many great Halloween-based games. And I was like, oh damn, we're running out of time. But I had to use what I have, you know? And then I know, like, something that you all missed out on was some of the clips that usually are posted on the socials. Way to go, Meta. Thanks for coming in and trying to slam down, say, oh, it's copywritten. No kidding. You ever hear of fair use? So, one way or another, I know how the party's got to go. But like I said, we just have to have a change of venues. So for those of you that have signed up for the J360 Discord, you will see a lot of things happen there. In addition to like what we have done here on J360 Radio, of course. And then J360 TV, I'd like to see be the center point for next year's fest. And you know what? We're going to have a great time with it. Because as things have progressed and grew, such as the Ko-fi, if you will, and such as like jams reaching milestones in Monster Fest this year, those are some really cool brownie points. And then not to mention, who would have thought that Project Conference would enter in season 2 with that great interview with Clockout Films and talking about their stellar film called Slaughter Beach, which, by the way, I hope you've all checked it out. I hope you all like enjoyed like what I've enjoyed from it. You know, it was a great horror comedy. And not to mention, like, I'm looking to see what those guys do next with First State of Fear. And just so many cool things coming from them. And I'm very proud to have started the second season interviewing people from Wilmington University, as I'm from Wilmington University. That was just, you know, you just couldn't come up with a better episode than that. And I am getting ready to roll out more interview episodes as soon as I get this workstation taken care of here. But all in all, though, I'm just very, very happy with the way the Monster Fest turned out. And then not to mention the nightmare tales, you know, people have always been telling me, like, the creepy voices and all sorts of things that happened during the nightmare tales episodes. And, of course, some of you new parents out there are like, Jay, how can I explain this to my kid? By any means necessary, I usually say, because I ain't got kids of my own, so, you know. Oh, I'm just their wicked uncle at that point. Oh my god, I slowly but surely am becoming S. Anthony Thomas. Which isn't a bad thing because he's a legend. But let me tell you, it's just been wonderful all year round. Now, speaking of some films that came out, where to begin? Terrifier was really good. 1 through 3, all of those are great. You know, Late Night with the Devil was a good one. I saw the one called Live Scream, but I didn't get to see the one called Live Screamers. I didn't get to see the second one yet. Live Screamers was okay. And then the many anthologies I saw with Marco were just hit and miss. Like, a lot of those were just either on average 2, and then there were some that would hit 3. I think the ones that really stuck out for those was Theater of Terror. Both of those were really good. And then, like, what was that one that we saw? No, he didn't get to see Beneath the Old House with me. That was a fine one, too. What was that one? It was so bad. It was like, it wasn't Holiday Hell, was it? Oh, wait. Yeah, I think it was. And you know the thing about Holiday Hell was it got predictable, but it wasn't nearly as bad as this one where you could see, like, the filmmakers were trying so hard to cover up what was going on by having like more road shots and, you know, filming at night with terrible lighting, and then like they just had no direction with it. I forget what the name of it was, but it was a terrible film, and chances are it's going to be floating on Tubi for a very long time. But you see, the beautiful part about anthologies is that everybody gets a chance to showcase their short film when you're working with people that are willing to showcase those anthology films. But the problem is, though, is just I don't think some of them are good with pacing. You know what I'm saying? And then some show the monster too much to the point where the monster's not even scary anymore. And then, you know, backstory that comes out of random places. Like, such as you already know, like, the attacks that are going down. And you're like, I don't want to really hear about exposition right now. Unless it's time to calm down from the chase sequence. But then some people do it like during the chase sequence in general. And it's like, you're missing that, you know? It's all about film structure and everything when it comes to these kind of films. But I gotta say, with the bad, there were plenty of good. And then there were plenty of WTFs in the mix which makes you actually take out, like, Casper the Friendly Ghost or, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog. And, of course, you know, the Great Pumpkin and the Halloween Tree to go ahead and bleach all that stuff out. And then, of course, Garfield's Halloween Adventure. Oh, trust me, guys, I always have animation on hold just so I can, you know, get through this. And plenty of Yu Yu Hakusho episodes to be like, yeah, MonsterVest is still going good, but I don't know what the hell that movie was I just saw. Because sometimes you gotta have that chaser. But as I keep diving into this and all, I want to say, oh, The Substance. That was another one. Yes! Wow! I like the fact that we are doing all that kind of... I haven't seen gore effects that good since, oh my god, I haven't seen gore effects that good since Tokyo Gore Police. I looked at that and I said, damn, that is fine. Go on ahead, stick it to Hollywood and all the rest of those people with those false ideas of beauty and what beauty is all about. That woman tore herself apart for that role, and she turned into a blobby, gelatinous mess. It just reminded me of Dead Alive, too, you know what I mean, with the intestine monster and crap, just... What the hell? But I would love to see more grotesque horror like that, you know? Oh my god, the way she was all like had her face growing in the back of her head just like off of a god, what was that movie? that movie where like the woman had the creature back there, Malignant. Yeah, oh my god. All that because she wanted to remain beautiful 100%. She had to always be on top and stay there. I mean, I guess that is a terrible thing for some people out there who just don't realize how much is enough. And I mean, the fact that she kept injecting that shit in there. It's like, ooh, no, this ain't gonna end well for her. And she just wanted that star. She just wanted to be that star. And at the end, her gelatinous blobby face went right over there and landed on that star. And she got washed off the next day. But it just goes to show how fickle stardom can be, you know? But I gotta say, The Substance is easily up there with Slaughter Beach and Terrifier 3 as, like, you know, highlights this year. And I guess coming in at fourth place or honorable mention or unhonorable mention, whether you want to go with it or not, we could say Venom Till Death Do Us Part. Yeah, you know, I love Venom. I love Venom as a character. I love Venom as the antithesis of Spider-Man. I love Venom when he's good or evil, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about Venom is there was something missing with that whole thing, and you know, I already gave it away, but at least with some of us, we can play Spider-Man 2 and kind of get to that feeling, or any classic Spider-Man game back in the day, you know, where we're dealing with Venom or we're fighting Venom, or even like Marvel vs. Capcom. But when it comes to the movies, I gotta say this. That third one is good for one reason. It makes you give a damn about the first two a lot better. I mean, like, I actually enjoyed them. I mean, you know, like, there are moments where, yeah, we get it. The whole Spider-Verse is missing on this. We get it. We're not seeing Venom swinging around. You know, we're just seeing him do, like, different things as he operates on his own. You know, they're aware of the Spider-Man universe, but not exactly 100% in it, you know? Like, all that stuff was there, and it led to nothing. Because, you know, multiverse and licensing. But, at least with the second one, you had him facing off against somebody you were familiar with, you know? Even though there wasn't enough scenes with Venom and Carnage, and there was only, like, one final battle, you look over at this one, and you're fighting against, like, you're seeing Venom fight against, like, symbiote hunters. And you don't really deal with Null that much. I mean, like, he's there, but he's only there for, like, what, 13 seconds in the whole film, if you think about it. If you consider, like, the bit parts that's throughout the movie. And then at the end of the movie where, like, you know, he has that credit scene. And it just leads to nowhere because, like, indeed it does follow the premise of what it tells you till death does impart. But, and I'm not going to tell you who did because you'll figure it out, or you probably went on TV Tropes to know about it. It's... You know, it is what it is. But, like I said, I love the Venom movies not because of, you know, this is holding up to a superhero film or whatever. I like the Venom movies because of the character and the design of how they worked with everything And it was just entertaining. It was just something to rot my brain. Like, sometimes I just want to watch stuff that, you know, entertains me, which is pretty much the whole point of movies, right? Like, you know, there are the people that are the angry reviewers or the people out there that have to go 100% hard in the paint with things that were made to entertain us and, you know, whatever the hell they bring about and stuff. But I tell you this, whether the movie is at least watchable or not. And Venom 3 is watchable, but what's that meme from Knives Out, The Glass Onion? It's so dumb. This third movie is... it is so stupid. It is so stupid, the things that go on in it. Because, see, Venom and Tom Hardy, they're enjoyable. Like, their whole friendship, vitriolic as it may be, did come from the comics, and it is entertaining to watch. I see Tom Hardy having a lot of fun being Eddie Brock. And, you know, like, that's pretty much the charm of the movie. Like, when you see them, you're actually enjoying them. But you see, this movie doesn't really show you, like, full Venom all the time. And while we're on the subject, what is the other thing that goes down? You got a bunch of new characters in the movie where they're trying to push the plot forward, but after a while it's like, okay, who the hell are you? Who are you? What's your deal? Like, all these other things. Oh, wait, there's more symbiotes in this? Great, but once again, what is the plot? What's all holding this together? And who's the man in the shadows back there? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not Null, but there's another government agent that's there and all that stuff. The movie needs the Spider-Man universe, and the thing about it is like, when you're looking at it, you're like, okay, we get it, it's missing. Oh, well, this is the third movie. All bets are off on this one. It's like, Venom is one of those characters where he can have at least 6 movies. Or 9 movies, depending on if you're going to do, like, you know, the many different hosts that Venom has, or you're going to do, like, whatever you're going to do with the MCU. And the thing about the MCU is that they already have their version of the symbiote over there. Because I saw a lot of people arguing and cussing about that. And indeed, Eddie gets thrown back into, like, the Sony universe. But, you know, it's just one of them kind of things. But yeah, that bit point is still there. And even then, there is, like, a post-credit scene where... you know what? If you're going to see it, go see it. But let me just tell you this. There's a post-credits scene there where you're just going to have a lot of questions. And that's about it. And even then, you're going to be remembering, oh my god, this was just so dumb. Like, when you see, like, the other symbiotes actually attach the hosts and actually put up a fight against, like, the symbiote hunters. And they pretty much become the red shirt army in the movie. It's like, how the hell did we get to this point? Like, who was that? What was that ability? And where do we go from here in terms of, like, the actual, you know, where what the actual plot point is? But you see, the thing is that Venom and, because they borrow from King and Black's story a lot more, Venom does have, like, the codex in this film. And even then, like any MacGuffin, it loses its meaning the more and more you get to it. And then they have that final battle on Area 51. So, yeah, this isn't a strong enough plot. You see what I'm saying? And whereas with the other two, I was a lot more kinder to, because I gave Venom 1 a 4 out of 5. I told you why. And then, like, Venom 2, I gave at least a 3 out of 5. You know what I'm saying? But compared to this third one, shoot, might as well bump them both up. God. Dick, son. You know, and honestly, I don't remember having a problem with Woody Harrelson even being Carnage. I really didn't. Or, if for some of y'all out there, Cletus Cassidy, the male host to be for the Venom, for the Carnage symbiote. You know, I just had to. But I love my comics people too. It's just, I can understand your rage though, if you ever got to see this third one. But I was like, this is so dumb. It's just perfect to rot your brain with. And, you know, for a Saturday afternoon, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm good with it. But I tell you the honest truth, had it my way, I'm glad I had that matinee discount so I could get in there and not spend a whole lot on burning my wallet on it. And I would have loved to have snuck out and went into Terrifier 3. Oh, you gotta love it. But all in all, though, like I said, that part of the Monster Fest was interesting, and the movies really kept things afloat. And then what with J360 Jams, this was a pretty big time for Jams here, with Jams 100 taking place, and then Jams 101. And then it was a toss-up of what was going to come next. Was it going to be Jams 102, or was it going to be Jams TV? And then there was the Frightful Refrain special that came into play. So you didn't need a Jams 102 at that moment. And then, like, the week following, it was all about special projects, which Frightful Refrains Volume 2 was a part of. And then came Project Conference, and then also, I was like, nope, we need another Jams TV for this, and this would be perfect for Monster Fest. And that's what happened last Saturday. And not only that, it managed to earn its spot and be in the new Saturday show for J360 Productions as a whole. So that's something to really look forward to. Like, whenever there's an announcement for a Jams TV episode, it will always have the Saturday afternoon spot at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern on J360 TV. Yep. So, like I said, lots of new stuff, lots of experiments that took place, lots of great things that happened, you know. I'm just like, I'm very happy about it. And then not to mention the, what was that other one? Minibytes have been doing great. And then, like, I already told you guys about Nightmare Tales. Like, yeah, I'm just recounting back over all the great things that happened in this year's event. You know, because we did a lot of different things. But the number one thing I gotta say, that was really enjoyable about all of it, right, was the whole event from beginning to end. Like, there were moments where we were a little late starting it, because we started it first week October instead of last week September. And then when we got into it, you know, it just felt right. I got to see a few Vincent Price films that I'd never seen before. I've got to, you know, listen to some awesome music that people have made. Some for their own compilation albums, in addition to, like, great music videos that really sell it. In addition to, like, you know, other people that were just staying in step to see what was next. And I was like, we're going to coast this out until, like, November the 4th, in which, here we are right now. And then, like, you know, it inspired me so much that I do have another special lined up for 2025. So you will be seeing how all that stuff rolls out as we go through it all again. And then, of course, you all made my birthday week special. I got to give you all a shout out for that, too. That was nice. It was so cool to see everybody reach out and say hello and, you know, go ahead and talk with me about a few things in addition to, like, giving me many happy returns. Makes a guy feel proud, you know? And I gotta thank you all for that. I was like, oh my god, that is so cool. That was really, 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 really epic, you know? So, yeah, all in all, like, that's the beauty of this. And then, of course, Godzilla Day happened yesterday. And we're getting a new sequel to that, Minus One, that is, in the Minus One universe. And I'm like, fucking right. And it's about time we did. Oh, man. And not to mention, I think that's going back in the theaters too, right? And it has, it's supposed to have, like, extra scenes in it. I'm sure hoping the local theater around here actually is interested so I can go ahead and see it. Of course, I'd go anywhere to see Godzilla. You know, that's just a rule. And then not to mention, speaking of those, did a little mini marathon with the MonsterVerse stuff. I hear, like, there's supposed to be another season or another show or something taking place in the franchise. So I'm looking forward to that. But let me just tell you this. I hope they do a lot more Kong and Godzilla films separately and with them together, you know? I think it would be really cool to see them both take on Gigan or Megalon. A very pissed off, evil-looking Megalon. Or Orga. God, what do you think the Monster Fest version... Not Monster Fest. MonsterVerse version of Orga would be like? I bet it'd be twice as big and three times as ugly. But I would love to see if it had, like, that... You know, that blaster... not a blaster, but, like... That blast from the shoulder. I would love to see that again. But, you know... It just, we have to remain to be seen on this one. And then, you know what, there is the idea of what other things I'd like to bring y'all away. I got a lot of plans in my mind about this stuff, guys, so let me just let y'all know about it. Now, that being said, though, there's plenty of stuff on the cutting room floor and remnants of this year's Monster Fest that are going to pop up around, like, multiple parts of the year. Because I remember that me and Marco made a few things regarding some of the movies we saw. So, that stuff has to get posted soon. And it's not going to be on the main J360 Productions Instagram account. For some reason, Meta does not like my reels. But it will be on the J360 TV one, and that is connected to the J360 Productions one, which means you're going to see it anyway. Oh, yes! I'm going to make that happen, y'all. Like I said, it ain't going to be over here ruining our party and stuff. And then not to mention, for those of you that have been looking at the Ko-fi and have been looking at a lot of, you know, the exclusive stuff that I have, you will be seeing that. Yeah, we're going to work that whole thing out. Yeah, you guys ain't going to be missing a blip as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, just stay in step with me on this one and be patient and it will be rewarded to you. Now, some things about the Ko-fi are is this. Now, as far as like Ko-fi is, you will be able to see like unique things. Hopefully everything is ad-free and I'm sure it is. So, as it is ad-free and everything, you will have to consider being a member to the Ko-fi page so that you can see all of the content that is there. That way so you can enjoy it without any sort of problems, not to mention the box sets that are all there. All episodes are in order, by the way. So, you know, take your pick on this stuff and everything and see if you're about it. And I usually keep it around like $3, but, you know, it may spike up to $5 depending on how things go. But it's just like anything else. You know, it's something to look forward to in the next phase of what we're doing here at J360 Productions. So, just letting you all know about that. And then, a lot of y'all asked me about a Patreon and stuff. That should be coming soon as well. So, lots of exclusive things that are going to be happening for a lot of y'all. And, like I said, I won't let you down. You will definitely have a great experience, as you have been before. And for those of you that signed up to the Facebook page, special shout-outs and thank you there, too. That was amazing. And the fact that some of y'all even saw, like, the content that was there that did not land on YouTube or Rumble or anything. Much respect. But, yeah, for those of you that are wondering about Rumble, no, I'm not alt-right. Okay? You know, it's funny, too, because that's actually one of those sites that was actually about, like, free speech and everything. Now, I'm posting J360 TV content over there because I can. Trust me, I don't look at any of that other politics crap and stuff, man. You know why? Because it's just a bunch of people just blowing feces out their backside and at the end of the day trying to get us all engrossed in the stink. And I also wanted to go ahead and say, because I know this is, you know, us closing out the Monster Fest and everything, but I also want to say, like, I want to extend the olive branch and I want to ask a lot of you if you're okay. You know what I mean? I want to take the time right now and ask you if you're okay. Because I know a lot of this stuff, even the ads that we see on YouTube or whatever the hell we're trying to enjoy, they have been reckless. And even though, like, the deadline to vote is tomorrow because, well, it is election day, I also got to say, you know, be involved and go and vote. You know what I mean? But be safe about things. Don't be picking sides and all that kind of stuff entirely. You know, go ahead and vote and get involved in shaping the future of this country. You know, like, don't be apathetic. Don't be sitting it out. Don't be doing none of that stuff. Because here's the thing. That is what they bank on. That is what a lot of people out there, the opposition of whether it could be or whatever, are banking on you to not get involved. So you want to get involved. You want to be not passive about this. You want to be active. You want to see what's going on. And you want to go ahead and get through. Because all you got to do is vote. All right? And that's the way you can change the power struggle a little bit. You got more power than you realize. Now, you got some people that are burnt out, gave up on everything, and all that jazz. But, you know, you're not them, okay? Respect yourself and go do what you got to do for you. Okay? That's all I got to say. And note when I tell you this, I don't tell you who to vote for. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's all you. When you are up there and you go through like everything with your polling card and you get put into that booth to go ahead and vote, that's you. You understand what I'm saying? So, tomorrow, if you are going out, and please go out if you haven't, you know, be safe, make the choices, and come home. All right? But most importantly, let me just tell you this. Don't get sucked up into the news where all of a sudden you're starting to argue with everybody you know. Just cut that static out. Don't even take the time to even dive into it. Don't even look at the map. Okay? Because that stuff is doing nothing more than increasing everybody's anxiety and getting people to do irrational things, I should say. When you go up in there to vote, make sure you take a deep breath and you make choices. And you do the best you can for yourself. Okay? And the beautiful part about voting is you ain't got to tell anybody who you voted for. Unless you want to. So, if you need to keep it to yourself, go ahead. But like I said, I just want you to be active and involved. That way so you know exactly what you need to do. Got it? Okay. And if you're not going to watch any of that news or any of this stuff right now, I don't blame you because it is... Like, there are times where I look at that stuff and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, is this teaching me anything? Am I the only one that's seeing this and realizing that this is not a good look for anything? The media is something, isn't it? But I, you know, I'm kind of fighting my own kind when I say that. But, yeah, you know, I want you guys to enjoy my shows and the products I make. Not get to the point where all of it's like all this Gawker Media nonsense and tabloid shit and all this other stuff that ain't even real. You know what I mean? And it was fun to think about years ago, but nowadays it's just sick. Those are real monsters. You see what I'm saying? So it's actually relevant to the festivities being closed out right now. But I just want you to check on yourself and make sure you're okay. All right? And regardless of what happens or whoever's in that seat, I'm still going to be hosting J360 Productions and running things and living my best damn life. But I'm already made my choices because I voted early. See what I'm saying? So I want you all to use your choices while you have them. And don't be afraid to do such. That's the number one thing I can tell you. But, going back into the Monster Fest and all that stuff, wonderful season, wonderful session of films. I will not have the reviews being on standby anymore. I did that this year, guys. I had a plan to get them all shipped out to you all, but, man, it just didn't come together like that. You know, because I had other things to take care of, other productions to work on, and they just kept getting pushed back. But, you know, I gotta say, like, I enjoyed most of what I saw. There were quite a bit. There were pretty much twos and ones floating around. But I had a great time doing this event this year. And, you know, this is the 7th Monster Fest. So that means that we gotta go for 8. And 8 is gonna be incredible when it gets here. Because all the plans are gonna be ready. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to Monster Fest 10. Oh, yes! And, you know, all bets are off during that. Who knows? We might have our own expo at that point. But as I gotta say, you know, shout outs to all of you that have been watching, listening, and enjoying the J360 Productions content as we went on about this. Shout outs to those of you that love the Monster Fest and want more. You never know. I might do like a little week of something. It really depends because I am a Halloween 365 days a year guy. So, you know, there are times where I just like diving into the horror festivities like whenever. But the Monster Fest is the biggest one, and been doing this ever since the J-Man Show season 2, so it's just one of them kind of things, y'all. Just gotta see where we go from here and if enough attention to detail is brought in. But all in all, though, You know, this was really, really well done. And you just got to stand by and see what I bring about next, you know? But until then, though, I want you all to take care of yourselves, and I want you... Oh, one more thing. Wow, brought my Columbo hat. One more thing. He never wore a hat. What am I talking about? Anyway. Why in the hell is everybody putting up Christmas stuff now? Turkeys need to be roasted before the tree goes up. None of this. Nope. Mariah Carey, go back to where you need to be. None of this. We will enjoy roasting birds first. And no, I'm not including eagles. Shoot, man. I mean, damn, I'm trying to grub. I ain't worried about no Christmas stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? Until I see that parade and until those Amazon commercials show up and say, hey, guess what deals we have happening now? And you know, Black Friday weeks. Jeez. Yeah. Stuff be wildin', man. But like I said, ain't gotta worry about that. However, those of you who have been wondering about us not having new episodes this week after this, yes, that's very much true. We are not doing any new episodes this week. For the simple fact, the reason is because next week is Anniversary Road, and we are getting to the 19th anniversary of J360 Productions, which I gotta let you all know, November 16th. By the way, November 11th, shout out to our veterans. November 16th, however, is J360 Productions Day. That is the 19th anniversary of J360 Productions as a whole. And I get to announce, like, what series are coming back, what series are staying in play, what is canceled or on hiatus. You got a lot to look forward to, and not to mention, that is the start of the J-Man Show's 9th season. Oh, yes. Lots go down for that. All the shows of that particular week are celebrating the anniversary. And then not to mention, that is also the same week with Jams 102. So Jams 102 is open for anybody that wants to submit music to it, you know. Just email me at j360jams@gmail.com. But yeah, during the week of November 16th, that is all about the anniversary. So you see, it goes from Jamiversary to Monster Fest and then to Anniversary Road. And then if we're doing anything that's holiday related going on out of the year that we're going into, which is aka year's end, that is the other festival. So, you know, lots of cool things to look forward to. So, you just got to stay tuned, okay? But, you know, I wanted to go ahead and just wrap that up for you all. Let you all know how things are going. But it's time for me to get on out of here. So, this is J-Man signing off. Take care of yourselves. Peace.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.